Teams break the huddle to start the fourth quarter of play. Warsaw 28-21 leaders at Northwood. The Tigers outscored the Panthers 10-3 in that third quarter. Warsaw 12 of 28 from the field, 43%. 2 of 8 from three-point range and 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Northwood with the ball to start the fourth, working to the far end. Wolf hands back to Stats. Out to Rader between the circles. Down inside to Rosh against Jaeger. Will fake. Reverse layup is no good again. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Russell. Sometimes you have to get lucky. And the Tigers did there. Because Rosh did everything right. And he just missed the shot. Maybe Jaeger, in his mind, made him rush it. Finlinson, both kicked by Rader. Into the Warsaw bench. Matt Moore will hand it to Luke Bricker. Who will hand it to the official. And Finlinson will throw it in right in front of David Wayne. And they get it into Martin. He'll jump a pass across to Bricker. Bricker down to Martin, left wing. At the free throw line to Gould. Backdoor pass, Finlinson flips it back inside for Jaeger. And Jaeger takes it up, and we're going to have a foul called against Northwood. Rosh gets 2 minutes for cross-checking. And I mean, as hard as he could, he pushed Jaeger. He said, you are not going to score here. Warsaw plays it in. Gould. Backdoor cut. Bricker comes free. It scores. He blew by Russell on the near baseline. He's got 7 all of a sudden. And the Tigers' lead is 9, 30-21. Wolf to the timeline. Works left. Got around Gould. Takes it in. Reverse layup. No good again. Bricker the rebound for Warsaw. The Panthers can't make a shot, even from down in close. Gould out to Bricker. Luke will lob it back to our Finlinson under the basket. He'll bring it back out. Now to Gould. In the lane, Bricker. Under no look pass. Jaeger for another dunk. His third of the game. He could add 4. Jaeger with 15 points. Warsaw leads 32-21. 6:50 left to go. And the Tiger fans are on their feet down below. Rader. Left side for Rosh. At the top, Stats. Right side, Rader against Finlinson. Spins a circle, looking, lobbing back door, caught by Russell, off-balance shot, no good, foul called. And Brant Martin's just, he just doesn't know what to do. Caught that ball, did Russell, and just kind of forced it up there. And Martin's point is, I didn't even know he was back there. Russell to shoot 2, looking for his first point, and he's got it. Russell averages 3 a game. He has 1. 32-22. Game's still a long way from over. Be sure of that. Russell makes 1. He missed the second. Martin with the rebound for Warsaw. Outlets the far side, Carson Gould. Northwood extends the 3-2 defense to half court now. They're trapping everywhere. Bricker had the ball knocked away. Picks it back up on the sideline. Got it to Gould. The backside's wide open. Finlinson standing at the block hoping. Oh, and Gould throw it for Martin, and Martin just stood there. The ball went right by him and right to Rader for Northwood. And then Finlinson fouls at midcourt. And the Northwood fans give the Bronx cheer to the officiating crew. I'm not sure why. 6:11 left. 32-22, Tigers. Looking to get back into the conference race. Northwood, the only team that has a 0 in the loss column at this point. Wolf off a high screen to the right. Got by goal. Wolf drives in. Shot no good. It's saved in. Finlinson saved it in. Bricker now to Gould. Ahead to Finlinson. Skip pass across. Bricker with a head fake. And a three-pointer on the way. It's no good. Tipped and tipped out of bounds. And Jaeger touched it. It belongs to the Panthers. Oh, I thought that one was going in. Sometimes you can feel it. And it felt like that one was going to be good. It hit the front of the rim and would not go. The lead still is 10. Wolf across the line. Gould's done a great job on him tonight. Stats in the post. Jaeger came around the top and tipped it out of bounds. If you're going around the top, you have to get there. You cannot miss, because otherwise Rosh has an easy 2. And he was able to get to that one. Stats, baseline left at the far end. Inbounds to Wolf. Jumps a pass to Rosh at the free throw line. He will step back and shoot over Jaeger and miss it. Rebound to Finlinson. 5.5 minutes left to go. Warsaw 32 and Northwood 22. Bricker bounces it to Gould in the middle of the defense. Back to Bricker on the right, up the sideline, foul called. If that's on Russell, that's his 4th. That's who it is. Russell's got four. Two team fouls each way here in the fourth quarter. Gould to play it in on the baseline right. Gets it in the near corner for Martin. They will trap him there. He'll step through the double team, and then he threw it off a foot and out of bounds. Warsaw will throw it in again from that very same spot they just did a minute ago. Elkhart will be at the Tiger Den tomorrow. 6 o'clock JV start, 5:55 airtime on Newsdow Warsaw. Gould in the corner, Yeager right back to Carson, and he'll dribble it all the way out to the top. He's being chased by Stats. Here comes the double team, and Raider got a hand on it and tipped it off the sideline right in front of Parker Justice down on the Warsaw bench. JV won earlier tonight, 40-26. Parker had 12 points and 6 rebounds. Tristan Wilson, 17 points and 7 steals. Finlinson will lob it deep into the backcourt for Carson Gould. Gould one-on-one against Stats to the line. Picks up his dribble, nowhere to throw it to. Looking for help, timeout Warsaw. Carson does that too often. He just gets caught, and I'm not sure what happens there, but it's a full timeout for Warsaw, and we're going to take it. 5:05 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw leads 32-22 at Northwood. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. So people are going to look at the score, and they're going to go, wow, what a bad, ugly game that was. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think these are two teams that tonight were determined to cause serious trouble for the other team with their defense. And both have really succeeded in that. Again, Warsaw averages 61 a game, and they're at 32 with 5 minutes left in it. 40 might, well, I think 40 is enough to win this game right now. Finlinson to throw it in, lobs over Raider into the backcourt to Gould. Carson walks it up to the line. Now they'll come and trap, lobs it over there. Everybody's heading out of bounds. Gould just threw it too tall for Bricker, and Northwood has life. A basket there would have put the Panthers down 12 or 13 with under 5 minutes left. Now Northwood's got the ball. And you got to be thinking that Wolf is going to try to find some space to shoot a three-pointer near somewhere. Off a screen, there he is. Out top for three, and it's good. His second three of the game. He's got 11. Timeout, Northwood. This is a 30. We're going to take this one with 4:43 left to go in the game. It's Warsaw 32 and Northwood 25, and we're back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the pit. 4:43 to go. Warsaw 32, Northwood 25. Tigers with the ball. Now a diamond and one press being employed by Northwood. They get it across the line. Yeager near side, Finlinson out to Bricker. Bricker pressured by Stats, gets it to Gould. Now left side, Martin. Now to Yeager as they work the ball around quickly. Gould through a double team. Picks up his dribble. Nobody to throw it to. Throws it left side to Martin. Martin will dribble into a triple team. Got rid of it to Yeager. He'll spin it back to the far side to Gould. Now to the baseline, Martin. Martin up the baseline. Bumped by Russell. And Russell immediately turns and starts walking the other way. He's just fouled out of the game. Russell fouls out with 4:14 left to go. And the difference between this year's team and the one that brought home the 3A championship last year is they do not have nearly the depth that they had a year ago. Mason Pearson will check into the game. The 6'6 sophomore that played a little bit in the first half, he's in there for Russell. The next 2 minutes are really important. If Warsaw's ahead by 7 or more, they're in really good shape. Gould to play it in, baseline left. Looking, into the corner, Finlinson. Finlinson down here below us, pressured by Raider, bounces it out to Bricker. Far side to Gould, now to Martin. Martin at the free throw line, Yeager, into the near corner, Finlinson. Finlinson, one dribble, then two, and got rid of it to Bricker. Now to Gould around the left wing for Martin. Martin with a fake and drive up the baseline to the basket. Off-balance shot, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Pearson for Northwood. Martin had to double pump that shot. He could have easily kicked it out, but play continues. Wolf right side to the baseline against Gould. Forced up a bad shot. It rims, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Gould, long pass down court. Finlinson, alley-oop Yog, Yeager for two. 17 for Luke Yeager. He's having a great night. He's one away from his career high. Warsaw 34, Northwood 25, 3:25 left to go. Raider left wing. Out top, Pearson foul called against Brant Martin. That's his fourth. Think about this. Warsaw is winning by 9 in a game that Brant Martin and Luke Bricker have combined for 9 total points. That's the way this game is being played right now. Martin comes out. They lob it in to Rosh. He'll work in on Jaeger. Reverse layup is good. That's his 6th and 7th points. Warsaw 34. Northwood 27. 3:10 left. Finlinson, they break the press. Bricker, cross-court pass to Gould. Gould, one dribble, bounces to Jaeger. Back to Bricker, near corner, Finlinson. He shoots a 3. It's no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Stats. And again, time and score says that's not the right play. Downed in deep. Ball knocked out of bounds. A good play by Drew Sullivan, who's into the game for Martin to save what would have been a layup there. Again, the Tigers lead by 7. There's still 2:52 to play. On the inbound, Stats, right baseline at the far end. They lob it in the lane. It's caught by Stats at the foul line. He'll shoot and hit. Tyler Rosh scores. 34-29. Tigers by 5. 2:43 left. Gould across the line. Up the sideline, Finlinson. Long cross-court pass to Bricker. And he almost threw it out of bounds. Good catch there by Carson Gould. Finlinson, timeout Warsaw. It's a full timeout. That's all either team has left. 2:30 left to play. Warsaw 34. Northwood 29. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Let's reset the scene for you. 2:30 left to play, fourth quarter. Warsaw 34. Northwood 29. Warsaw has been called for 3 fouls. Northwood has been called for 3 fouls. Warsaw has 1 full timeout left. Northwood has 2 folds left. And the possession area belongs to Warsaw if they need it. But Warsaw has not handled the ball confidently. And they've taken some ill-advised shots here while trying to run this clock out. They don't want to not look at the basket. I'm not suggesting that. But the shots they've taken were not what you would call smart shots in the final few minutes of a basketball game that you're winning. Brant Martin's back in there. He's got the inbounds pass. Now to Gould. Up the sidelines. Trapped. Got it out of there to Martin. Martin double-teamed to Sullivan. Now to Bricker. Bricker across the center circle to Gould. Left side for Martin. Back to Sullivan as Warsaw plays catch around the Northwood zone defense. Sullivan squares up to the basket. Drives in. Finlinson had to go right off his hands. And it's grabbed by Pearson. I don't know what he was going to do with it, even if he'd caught it, because Rosh was standing right there. Now Northwood down by 5 with the ball, and 2 minutes left to go. Rosh wants it and gets it outside the elbow. He squares up against Sullivan at the three-point arc. Now he'll drive the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to be a foul on the drive, which will be the 4th against Warsaw on the fourth quarter, and a non-shooting foul. And it will be out of bounds to Northwood on the baseline. Sullivan with his 3rd. Jaeger back into the game for the Tigers, and Drew comes out. And it will be Rosh to throw it in down in the deep right corner. Into Pearson. Now to Stats on the wing. And they throw it in high. Rosh with a good catch. Now Wolf to Pearson. Back to Stats. 1:35 left to go. Big possession here for the Panthers. Wolf against Gould. Can't shake free. Backs it all the way out to the center circle. Between the leg dribble. Drives right. Lost the ball. Will go back out and get it. Still dribbling. Now he drives up the right baseline. Now he drives in the lane. Forced up a tough one and put it in. Wolf with 13. Makes it 34-31. Timeout Northwood. 1:18 left to play in the fourth. Warsaw leads by 3, and they'll have the ball when we come back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Tough shot by Wolf. The space he got, he created by leaning into Carson and then falling back. And he makes it 34-31. Remember, the Tigers at one point had an 11-point lead. And now it's down to 3. And the Tigers haven't been to the free throw line. The only guy who's been to the line is Jaeger, and Jaeger's 2 out of 3. It's the 5 starters out there: Bricker, Finlinson, Martin, Gould, and Jaeger. Northwood pressing. Bricker to throw it in. Looks like it's a 2-1-2 press. They get it into Finlinson. Back to Bricker near the basket. Near side to Gould. Gould will cut through the center circle from near side to far. Picks up his dribble. Got tied up. Foul call. Wolf with a foul. That's their foul to give. And that'll be the fourth foul against the Panthers. And so free throws the rest of the way with 1:10 to go. Finlinson waiting to get the ball and gets it and throws it into Bricker almost right in front of him. Bricker against Rosh. Up the sidelines to Finlinson. Got tripped up and he gets it to Jaeger. Now to Gould. Gould now to the near sideline to Martin. Martin up the baseline into a trap and he had the ball tipped out of bounds. The Northwood players tried to sell it. The official on the near side's been an official for way too long. He knows better. 54 seconds left. Again, each team with one timeout. Gould to throw it in. There's going to be a lot of holding going on here on this inbounds play. And they get it into Bricker down below us. Bricker up the baseline. Ran out of space. Got double teamed. Under the basket to Gould. He'll dribble it out and throw it to Finlinson. Good job by Warsaw to get that out of trouble. Jaeger. Backdoor pass. Too high for Bricker. Taken away. Again, the Tigers trying to attack the basket. They give the ball away. Now Northwood is down by three with 35 seconds left and can tie the game. And now the fans come to their feet. Stats on the left wing against Bricker. Looking for Wolf. Hands it back to him. They don't need three this trip. But that's what they're looking for, and they want Wolf to take it. They hand back to Rader. The ball rolls down his legs, and a whistle, and Air Wolf wants to take his final timeout. Timeout, Northwood. 17 seconds left to play. Warsaw, 34. Northwood, 31. Another close game shaping up here for the Tigers. Warsaw, in 12 games, has had 8 decided by 10 points or less. And they've had 7 so far decided by 5 points or less. And this has that written all over it. The Tigers just have tried to attack the basket and try to make shots when they don't have to. They have the ball. Yes, a 5-point lead or a 6-point lead would be great here. But more importantly, Northwood's got to be getting tired as they've been chasing almost this entire fourth quarter. And Warsaw has taken some long shots that were not good ideas. They have thrown the ball into traffic. They have dribbled the ball off their own legs. They have not handled this fourth quarter very well. And yet here they are, still leading 34-31, at least for the moment. 17.8 left to go. Northwood needs a 3 to tie. Now they have to go for 3 because they don't have a timeout to stop the clock. So if they get it 2, Warsaw could almost let the clock run out. Rader to throw it in right in front of the Northwood student section. They get it into Wolf. Wolf against Gould. Starts to back him in. Can't. Now to Rader. Rader trying to lob it back. 10 seconds. Rader picks up his dribble after 1. Far side for Wash. Back to Rader. Long 3 in the air. Air ball. Tipped and grabbed. Loose on the floor. Grabbed by Martin. He got knocked around. He got knocked around. A foul has been called against Northwood. The time ran out, but I believe there should be at least a second, maybe 2 seconds, and the officials are going to get together and talk. This will be free throws coming up here for Warsaw. They've got a number. The foul is on Mason Pearson for Northwood. That's his first. And now they're going to the scoreboard operator to put time up. There surely should have been time up. I thought it was almost 2 seconds, and there it is, 1.8. I think that's absolutely correct. Martin now with 2 free throws to put the Tigers up by 2 possessions. First one's up, and it's no good. Tigers struggled last weekend. They were 9 of 17 at the free throw line. Martin only needs to make this one to put the Tigers up by 4. Martin shoots it. Good! Martin with his 3rd point of the game puts the Tigers up 35-31 with 1.8 left to go. Holy cow. You know when you miss that first one, that basket gets smaller and smaller. And when you in this kind of situation on the road, when you have that and you miss the first one long, that basket looks really hard. Maybe there's 2 or 3 of them up there, and you got to try to figure out which one to shoot it into. Maybe it looks like it's the size of a thimble. Brant Martin put the biscuit in the basket. And with 1.8 left, Northwood will throw it in. That timeout was called by Warsaw, so no timeouts left. What a game. The only thing Northwood can get here is a three-point shot, and Warsaw fouled them. I imagine most of this 60 seconds was spent by Matt Moore saying, don't you dare foul them. Raider will throw it in. The most likely, he's the football quarterback. Led them to the state championship game last fall. Raider gets it, looking. He'll throw it to midcourt. Wolf will dribble into a three-pointer. It is good. It counts at the buzzer. It doesn't matter. Warsaw wins. Warsaw wins 35-34 on the road here at Northwood, and the Cardiac Kids are at it again. Post-game coverage begins after these messages on News Now Warsaw. Whew. Mercy, 35-34. Warsaw wins at Northwood. Luke Yeager being interviewed by TV46. This is the TV46 game of the week, so you can watch it tonight starting at 11 or tomorrow morning at 9. I recommend that you watch it tonight at 11 because you'll be listening to Tiger Talk tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Final scoring for the Panthers, who are now 10-5 and suffer their first defeat in the conference. They are now 4-1. Keegan Stats, 4. Grant Miller, 2. Owen Raider, 2. Seth Russell fouled out with 1 point. Tyler Rausch finished with 9. And Ethan Wool finished with 16 points, including three three-point baskets. For Warsaw, who's now 10-3 and 3-2 in the conference, Luke Bricker, 7, all in the second half. Robbie Finlinson with 2. Brant Martin with 3. Carson Gould with 4. And Luke Yeager had 17 points tonight, including 5 in the first, 5 more in the second, 3 in the third, and 4 in the fourth, including 4, count them, 4 dunks in the game tonight. Warsaw and Northwood were tied at 9 after 1. They were tied at 18 at halftime. Warsaw in the deciding quarter outscored Northwood 10-3 in the third quarter to go up 28-21 and actually led 35-24 in that fourth quarter. Then Northwood came roaring back, outscored the Tigers 13-7, but it was a point short. Warsaw wins 35-34. We were tied at 7, 9, 11, 13, 15, and 18, and we had 5 lead changes. Warsaw won the JV game 40-26. JV's now 8-4, winners of 3 in a row. They're 4-1 in the conference. Northwood falls to 7-5 and 3-2. Tristan Wilson had 17 points and 7 steals, and Parker Justice had 12 points and 6 rebounds. Last night, the freshman boys beat Northwood in the Career Center Gym 44-28. Grady Nelson had 10 points. Tucker Reed had 6 points and 10 rebounds. Again, here in the varsity game tonight, Warsaw wins 35-34. We'll give the final stats next on News Now Warsaw. Heartstopper tonight in the pit, as we've experienced many times. 35-34, Warsaw comes out on the positive side and ends a 3-game losing streak to the Panthers. Time for the final stats, brought to you by Aldifer Bergen & Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Tigers finished the game 44% shooting, 15-34, 2 of 10 from 3-point range, 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Northwood for the game, 13-39 from the field. That's just 33%, 3 of 12 from 3-point range, and 5 out of 8 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 22-17. And the turnovers, Warsaw with 15 turnovers, and Northwood finished with 13. Points off turnovers, Northwood 12, Warsaw 4. Second chance points, Warsaw with 2, Northwood with 4. Bench points, each team had 2. And the points per possession, Warsaw 0.77 and Northwood 0.72. Warsaw wins the game 35-34. We'll talk with Matt Moore next on News Now Warsaw.
And that is going to pay dividends. I know that you know, we don't want to turn the ball over and we want to hit shots, and that's all good and well. But if you can get stops, you got chances. And tonight, you know, we held them to 33%, Two of their three threes were half-court heaves. You know, I Carson Gould was an absolute man-child tonight defensively. Luke Yeager carried us on the offensive end. And I thought our guys did a good job of living inside of what we worked on this week. You know, we got good shots. We didn't make them. But in big pockets, they came up and made big plays.
People are going to look at the score and they're going to go, that was an ugly game. But if they watch the game, they'll realize that was a defensive masterpiece at both ends. Those are two teams that dedicated themselves in this game to getting after it at that end, and they did a good job of it.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the way the foul count was going early. They didn't pick up their first foul until about 4 minutes to go in the half. And for both teams to shoot, you know, they shot five and we shot – or they shot eight, we shot five. We found a rhythm there, and we stretched it out, and guys picked their spots. And that's what, you know, he does a good job of making them competitive in what they have. They're very different than they were last year, but they're no less competitive. And that's a sign of a good coach and a good program. But I thought our guys responded. And I thought there was calm in the chaos, right? And I think sometimes in those moments, with young teams especially, you can kind of lose yourself as you start to feel that momentum shift. And I did feel when we came to the huddle tonight, there was a presence of calmness and they were listening about what we need to do. Even though that we were turning the ball over or kind of playing through contact, I didn't feel at any point that they freaked out.
I want to talk about that more tomorrow, because I want you to follow up and explain how that can be, because everything else around them was chaos and it felt like what was going on the court was chaos. I want to talk more about that tomorrow. Luke Yeager, in a game where he's playing a guy who's getting big-time college offers, he has 17 points, and he looked like he was ready for the fight tonight.
Yeah, I thought we did a good job as a staff as we went in on Monday. You know, we couldn't have practice because of the weather, and we kind of had just a brain session about what gives us the best chance to put guys in position. And we really simplified it in terms of kind of where we wanted to put him. We wanted to put him and establish him on Roush's side. So Roush has to then choose, is he going to close out on shooters and let Luke play behind him? And when he did that, I mean, I don't know how many dunk attempts he had, maybe five, but
he was 4 for 5.
Yeah, I mean, that's big time. And so I thought our staff did a great job of just simplifying where we need guys, and then Carson made the right decisions. And, you know, those are team wins. We didn't shoot it well in large part to what they did. But I did think that our guys were poised enough in the moments they needed to make the right decision and make the right play. And a lot of those ended up with Luke Yeager.
We have not given scores yet. Steve has sent some, but I haven't gotten them yet. Everybody in the conference has a loss, and there's still games to play. And it takes almost no imagination to put your guys in the conference race for a chance to be tied for the conference championship before this is over.
Yeah, well, you got to do work, right? You got to worry about yourself. And unfortunately, you know, we let the first game get away from us in the Concord game. We had our opportunities, but we can only control kind of what's in front of us and not worry about what's behind us. And so there are games that are going to be, you know, still to play. Outside of who we play that have carry a lot of weight. So it's not crazy to think that two losses is going to share the title. But that being said, you have to improve and play what's in front of you. And we got a big task tomorrow to come back from this and play a very different style of team that really didn't have anything to lose in Elkhart.
And a team that just got their first win of the season. So that, I don't know how they're doing against Jimtown tonight. We'll find out. We'll certainly have the score for you in the morning. But when a team like that goes 0 for 13 to start the year, they get that first one, they become really dangerous.
Well, you're as good as your last game, and they're 1-0. So that goes a long way, and he'll do a good job of continuing to build their belief in who they are, and we're going to have to be ready for that and how we respond from this win.
We'll see you at Tiger Talk in the morning.
Thank you.
Matt Moore, the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight, 35-34 over the Northwood Panthers. We'll come back, we'll do the play of the game, and we'll give you those scores that Steve got for us next on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman back in the pit, 35-34. Warsaw wins at Northwood tonight. They up their record to 10-3. They're 3-2 in the conference. Northwood falls to 10-5, and they're now 4-1 in conference play. It's time for the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room for a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Warsaw only scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. Seven. But two of them were on drives to the basket. One of them was by Luke Yeager, who was the recipient of a beautiful feed. He dunked it home for his fourth dunk of the night. He finished with 17 points. That could have been it. But the play of the game is Luke Bricker. Bricker got a chance, saw an opening, snuck inside in the lane, and scored to put the ball in. That put the Tigers at that point up by 9 and forced Aaron Wolf to call a timeout. Tigers go on to hold on for dear life and win the game 35-34. That's the play of the game brought to you by Stone Edge Golf Course on Pearson Road in Warsaw. In the conference, Concord beat Wawasee 49-39. So again, to follow up on a point that we made earlier, you know, Wawasee beat Warsaw back on December 15th in that first weekend of conference play, and Northwood is now 1-8 since then. Mishawaka beat Goshen 50-44. We don't have anything yet on Northridge and Plymouth. That game is likely still going on because it's only 20-9. So those are the finals from the conference that we have. Of course, we'll have the most up-to-date scoreboard at the beginning of Tiger Talk tomorrow morning. Thanks to the people here at Northwood. It's always good to see Roman Smith. We enjoyed working with him in his time with the Tigers. And now that he's here, we get to see him not as often, but we enjoy that time together. So it's good to see Roman and A.J. Reisdorf and the Sears family. I didn't get to talk to them, but we saw them here tonight. It's good to see Kyle and Kara here and all our good friends here at Northwood that we enjoy seeing so much. Thank you for Steve back at the station. Excellent job as always. Thanks to our great sponsors who do well, without them, what do we have? We were all sitting at home wondering what the score is. So we thank them for sponsoring these games. Again, we've got plenty of games left, and we have plenty of spaces left for you to buy a sponsorship. So if you have a business or know someone that does, get a hold of us Monday through Friday at the radio station, 574-372-3064, and we can get you set up. I'm Roger Grossman. Thanks so much for listening. Again, the finals. Warsaw won the JV game 40-26, and they won the varsity game 35-34. Good night.